This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Two Pakistani officials say the nation's powerful intelligence chief made a surprise visit to the Afghan capital of Kabul Saturday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
It wasn't immediately clear what General Fares Hamid had to say to the Taliban leadership, but the Pakistani intelligence service has perhaps the greatest outside influence over the Taliban. The militant group had its headquarters in Pakistan and were often said to be in direct contact with the powerful Inter-Services Intelligence Agency. Although Pakistan routinely denies giving the Taliban military aid, the accusation was often made by the Afghan government and Washington. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. installation commander at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar said Saturday that they had been able to move most of the 57,000 Afghan evacuees who came to Qatar from Afghanistan. Brigadier General Gerald Donahue said in a news conference that about two-thirds of the Afghan evacuees were sent to processing points in Europe, while one-third was taken directly to the United States.
Roughly two-thirds have gone forward to other processing points. I'm sure you're well aware that there are a good number at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. That was a principal location that we sent many, as well as others in Europe. And then maybe a third of our evacuees have gone directly to the United States.
He said about 1,400 evacuees remain in Qatar, some expecting to leave soon and others who were in need of medical care who would stay until they were able to travel as they await resettlement elsewhere. Nine Afghan women have delivered babies since their arrival in Qatar. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A few thousand demonstrators set off again in Paris behind the leader of the French nationalist party, the Patriots, to protest against a health pass for the eighth Saturday of such demonstrations. French people are now used to being asked to show their credentials as they enter restaurants, bars, gyms, or museums to prove that they have either been vaccinated or have recently tested negative for COVID-19 or have recovered from the illness in the last 6 months. According to the Johns Hopkins University COVID-19 Resource Center, 61% of the French population has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Australia, struggling to quell its worst wave of COVID-19, reported more than 1,700 infections on Saturday, another record high, as officials warned that the worst is yet to come and urged people to get vaccinated. Most of the cases were again in New South Wales, which has been fighting an outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant since mid-June. Brad Hazard is the Minister for Health and Medical Research.
There are now close to 11,000 people with COVID-19 who are currently being cared for by New South Wales Health. The vast majority, about 90%, are being cared for at home in the community or in New South Wales Health accommodation.
Wilcannia in far west New South Wales has been one of the state's hardest hit areas, with a large indigenous population, many living in multi-generational households. Some people in the town are now living in COVID-19 isolation accommodation to separate community members. Pro-democracy demonstrations erupted in Bangkok after Premier Prayut Chan-o-cha's parliamentary allies helped him survive a no-confidence vote called after rising public anger at his government and its handling of the latest coronavirus outbreak. Thousands marched through Bangkok's commercial center Saturday shortly after lawmakers voted 264 to 208 to knock down a motion brought by the opposition against Prayut, a former army chief who has clung to power since leading a 2014 coup. Three no-confidence motions against Prayut have been defeated since 2019 by a legislature dominated by allies of the military establishment that he represents. Prayut's government has come under intense pressure over its handling of the pandemic, which has killed more than 12,500 Thais since April 1st in the deadliest outbreak so far. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.